Ted, Marshall and Barney are sitting in a coffee shop looking bored.
So I guess that decides it.
Yep.
Hanging out at a coffee place, not nearly as much fun as hanging out at a bar.
Here, what's that?
What?
That cute coffee girl wrote a heart by your name.
Somebody has a crush on you. Somebody thinks you're me.
Really think she likes me? I mean, I guess it's not that surprising. Every time I come in here, I do totally crack her up.
Marshall, here's your pumpkin latte.
Wow. How'd you fit a pumpkin into this little cup?
I'll have a pumpkin latte.
How do they even fit a pumpkin into those little cups? Well, you got a shrink ray back there? Hey, remember that time I said that thing about how do they fit a pumpkin into the little cup?
Which time?
The first time.
Yeah, that was really funny.
Right?
All right, there's only two reasons she'd laugh at that. One, it's the first joke she's ever heard. Or two, she likes you. You should totally ask her out.
You think?
Yeah, that's why you're not back with Lily, right? So you can experience what it's like to be single.
Well, what if the heart doesn't mean anything? What if she writes it on all the cups?
Mine says Ted, no heart.
Mine says Swarly. How could you get Swarly from Barney? It's not even a name. Who would ever be called Swarly? Oh, please don't start calling me Swarly. This would never happen at a bar.
Man, what's up with Swarly?
I know, you almost never see old Swarls get that upset.
Shh.
How I Met Your Mother, created by Carter Bays and Craig Thomas.
Hey, guess what? Oh, sorry.
Oh, it's only my mom. She's just rambling on like always.
Uh-huh.
What happened?
Marshall asked out a girl.
Wow. Well, if anything, that's Dad's fault. That'll keep her going a while.
Mm. Oh, of course, you know, had a little help.
Swarly hooked him up?
Oh, good, you got my text.
Yeah.
No, it was me. I gave Marshall one of my secrets. So what'd she say?
Nothing. I don't think she heard me. It's pretty busy up there.
What, you gave her the look, right? Head down, eyes looking up, hands in pockets, shoulders up, head slightly tilted, conveying shy vulnerability?
I think so.
Marshall squirms as he tries to pull Ted's pose at the counter.
Well, can we just go?
Pumpkin latte from Marshall.
I didn't order that.
He looks at the cup, glances at the girl, then turns to Ted.
I love that look. I think I slept with you because of that look. And it's fake.
Oh, and you biting your lower lip, shyly looking away, and thrusting your chest out is natural?
Yeah, I hear you.
Hey!
Hey, guys. Are you free tomorrow night? I was thinking of having a wine tasting slash help me catch the rat in my apartment party.
That's a great idea. You can put out cheese for both.
I should invite Marshall, right? It'd be weird if I didn't.
Yeah, I don't think he can go.
Really? Why not?
Okay. Lily, we have to tell you something. Marshall has a date.
Oh, well, good for him.
Really? You're okay with it?
Look, we've been broken up almost 6 months. I mean, not thrilled about the idea, but he has every right to date someone else.
That's very mature.
Why are you holding the phone?
Oh, shoot.
Isn't that amazing? That's hilarious, Mom.
Didn't even notice.
Hey, dude, by the way, I really like that suit. Tell me about the fabric. Is it foreign or something?
Wow, it is foreign. I'm impressed, Ted. It's Moroccan, actually.
Oh, I got a call for Swarly. Is there Swarly here?
You weren't interested in my suit at all, were you?
Swarly!
Yeah, I know he's there. It's really important. Could you ask again?
Important call for Swarly.
Jeez, can't you hear him, Swarly? There's a call for you.
Stop calling me that.
Hey, I'd like you guys to officially meet Chloe.
Hi.
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 It's nice to meet you guys. I'll be right back.
Yeah, it's right back there.
Marshall sits down.
Right? Right? She's hot. And she likes me. She likes Italian food. I also like Italian food. She likes Billy Joel. I also like music. And I think we're gonna go out again.
Dude, you gotta ditch her.
Obviously.
What? Why?
She's got the crazy eyes.
Dude, the eyes.
They're crazy.
Are you guys talking about the crazy eyes?
It's a well-documented condition of the pupils, or pupae.
Nope, just pupils.
It's an indicator of future mental instability.
She does not have the crazy eyes.
You just can't see it because you're afflicted with haven't-been-laid-in-a-while blindness.
She was too far away in the coffee place, but when I saw her up close just now...
Hey, I'd like you guys to officially meet Chloe.
Hi.
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 It's nice to meet you guys.
They glow red with spirals, melting clocks, and a jack-in-the-box.
Yes, I'm not gonna stop dating Chloe just because you think she has the crazy eyes.
You keep going out with her, but you're gonna regret it. One time I met a girl at this very bar. I saw that she had the crazy eyes. But I ignored it. And then, sure enough...
Barney, can I ask you a question?
Anything.
Would you like to have a threesome?
Of course.
Great, it'd be me, you, and Mr. Weasels.
Her teddy bear.
So, did you do it?
No. It ended up being just a twosome with the third one watching from a chair.
Which one were you?
I'd rather not say.
Look, there was a time I didn't believe in the crazy eyes either, and then I met Janine. She had serious crazy eyes. I told myself I was just imagining it, but then... So, should we go get a drink?
As long as it's in your apartment.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Watch!
Janine smashes the car up.
So where do you live?
You guys, Chloe is not gonna do any of that stuff. She's a nice girl from Nebraska. She's not crazy. She's awesome.
But you can't avoid the crazy eyes forever. Sooner or later, the crazy comes bubbling to the surface.
Hello?
Marshall, it's Chloe.
Are you the one who's called me, like, 9 times?
Yeah. Could you come get me?
I'm in the middle of taking a test.
Please, I'm so scared.
Well, what's going on?
This weird midget guy started following me, and he was screaming at me, and he had a limp and a big hump on his back, and the police didn't believe me, and I almost got trampled by a horse, and... God, I must sound totally crazy to you right now.
No. Not at all.
So she's needy crazy. That's one of the worst kinds.
I've had one of those. Makes up stories to get attention. Went out with her for 3 weeks. Her dad died twice.
Guys, she was really freaked out, okay? Maybe the story is true.
What in the world would make you believe that's a true story?
She's really hot.
They always are.
You all done with that, Ted?
Yeah. Ned. I told you to call him Ned.
That's just sad.
Sorry, Swirly. So, do just you and Ted live here, or does Swarly live here, too?
Nah, Swarhili has his own place. What was that?
Oh, I dropped my keys.
Oh. So here you go. 2 pumpkin beers. I was joking, they're regular beers.
He looks at the floor.
What is that?
Then picks up a framed photo of him and Lily.
This picture is broken.
Oh, that's too bad. Is that Lily? Is that the girl you were gonna marry?
Yeah. Is that what that sound was? Did you just smash this?
No. Why would I do that?
Let me look into your eyes.
Okay.
Marshall concentrates.
I had a really nice time tonight.
Yeah, me too. Stop blinking.
I like your eyes a lot, too. Stop!
Lily jumps between them from behind the sofa.
Hi, I'm Lily.
Lily.
Now, I know Aunt Lily hiding in the apartment while Uncle Marshall was on a date with another girl seems pretty crazy, but when you hear her side of the story, well, it's still pretty crazy.
Up, Swirls?
No, okay? No, no more. I will not let this become a thing. It's over. No more Swarly. No Swirls. No more Swarley. No more Swar. Wait for it. Lee. No more Bob Swarlymon. No more. No, it's over. Do you understand?
Yes.
Thank you.
He has Call Me Swarly stuck to his back.
Why didn't you call me?
Was I supposed to call you?
Yes, about the whole Marshall dating another girl thing.
You said you were fine with it.
Yeah, in front of Ted, but then I shot you a look.
What look?
This.
doesn't seem like a look.
Yes, it is. It means I'm upset. Call me later.
You should have pulled me aside and told me what the look meant.
If I pulled you aside, I wouldn't need the look.
Well, maybe if it was a more distinctive look,
you wouldn't have... The look isn't important. What's important is that I can't stand the idea of Marshall dating another woman. I mean, what if he falls in love with her?
Well, if it makes you feel any better, Ted says she has the crazy eyes.
What's that?
Apparently a thing women have that guys can see, and it tells them that the girl's crazy.
Oh, kind of like how you never want to date a guy with perfect fingernails?
Jerk nails, exactly.
Did Ted say whether she was good looking? I mean, because if I knew she was ugly, then maybe I wouldn't be so freaked out.
He didn't say, but you can find out. I think her name is Chloe. She works at Costa Coffee on 78th.
Phone call for Swarles Barkley. Oh.
Hey, Ted, no, he's not here. Good one, though. Remember that one.
Lily comes into the coffee shop in disguise.
Is, Chloe here?
She just left. You can probably still catch her. She's easy to spot. She's got a pink umbrella.
Oh, thanks, Brian.
My name's Scott.
Your tag says Brian.
I know, funny story. So I wake up this morning and...
Yeah, see you later, Brian.
She puts her raincoat on over her rucksack, then goes outside with a collar held up over her head.
There she is. She doesn't look that great. She's not fat, but that doesn't mean anything. I know tons of skinny, ugly women. That's right, snotty girl in my yoga class. I'm talking to you. Come on, Chloe, turn around. Here we go. Turn around, Chloe. Come on, show me that hideous face. Damn it. Ooh, I know. I'll get ahead of her, then I'll cut back so I can... Turn around. Come on. Just turn around. Okay, this is ridiculous.
By now, Lily's bent double, limping and hunchbacked.
Turn around. What's the matter with you?
Hey, you! Turn around! Turn around, Chloe!
She turns and sees Lily, then runs off.
She's hot. I'm so sorry.
No, it's fine. It just makes things easier. Now that I know she's a threat, all I have to do is keep Marshall from ever seeing her again. Okay, I have two plans. You can help me choose. Plan A, remember that time Marshall and I had sex in the bathroom? Oops, I got knocked up. No, wait. Okay, plan B is called Chloe's accident. Hey, just stop. Lily, you can't do any of those things. I mean, if you two are ever gonna get back together, you have to let them work out whatever this is.
Oh, no. Right. Now, come on. Ted asked us to be upstairs at 6. Some surprise for Barney.
Barney?
Swarley.
Hey, you guys.
Hey. Where's Marshall?
He's getting a haircut.
Oh, for his date. Good for him. Hope he has a good time tonight.
Relax. You've got nothing to worry about. The girl's crazy.
Thanks.
I'll just have wild monkey sex with her 5 times max and be done with her.
Thanks again.
What are you doing? I just wanted to listen to a little music, that's all.
And this next one's going out to Swarley. All your friends know you miss Barney, but he's gone. And you gotta accept that, baby. And Swarley, you're gonna be a better woman for it. Here's I Am Woman by Helen Reddy.
Now I'm a woman. I love it. You know, I was thinking about this whole new name thing last night. You know what I realized? I like it.
You like being called Swarley.
Are you kidding? I want you to call me that.
You really think this is gonna work?
Do I think what's gonna work? I'm just saying, I love my new name, so please only call me that from now on.
Call you what?
You know, that new name that you've been calling me.
Say it.
Why? You guys know what it is.
Say the name.
No, I don't want to! I hate it! I hate it! It's not funny! It's never been funny! I've never done any... No!
Really gonna lose it when all the magazine subscriptions start coming in.
I signed him up for people in Espanol, but I addressed it to Swarlos.
Wait, where's the picture of Marshall and me at the pier? Didn't it used to be by that window?
Oh, yeah, he sort of took it down when you left. Put it behind some books, I think.
Oh, well, maybe I should put it back up.
Why, so Chloe will see it and get scared off?
No. So Marshall will see it and feel guilty. Yeah, okay.
But she wasn't okay. Later that night, while Marshall was on his date, Lily came back.
She hunts through the bookshelf in the darkness, finds the framed picture, and puts it on the sideboard. But when she hears someone coming in, she drops it. It breaks, and she hides next to the sofa.
Any more? Pretty impressive, huh?
Wow, you really did memorize all the lyrics to We Didn't Start the Fire. Can I get you a drink?
I'd love a beer.
You got it.
Lily moves.
Lily did what any sensible woman would do. She hid under the desk. And she stayed there, listening to her ex-fiancé on a date with another woman.
I had a really nice time tonight.
Yeah, me too. Stop blinking.
I like your eyes a lot, too.
Until finally, much like Billy Joel, she couldn't take it anymore.
Stop!
She leaps between them.
Hi, I'm Lily.
Lily, what the hell are you doing?
I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing. Oh, pumpkin beer, that was a good one. I'm gonna go. I'm so sorry. Enjoy the rest of your day.
She rushes out, and Chloe looks back at Marshall.
She seems nice.
Lily's sitting outside on the steps, crying, when Marshall joins her.
Lily, what the hell?
I'm sorry. I only snuck up there because when I saw how cute she was yesterday, I freaked out.
Wait, you saw her yesterday?
Yeah, I kind of chased her down the street.
Wait, so you were the hunchback with the limp?
Yeah. And she didn't break the picture, I did.
So Chloe's not crazy. She's just a nice, normal girl.
Yeah, she is. And you deserve a nice, normal girl. So, why don't you just go back up there and finish your date?
Yeah. Wait, if you were the hunchback, then why did you think you were a guy?
I might have used a voice that sounded like this.
Why?
Because I didn't want her to know it was me, which I now realize doesn't make sense because she hadn't even met me.
You're crazy. You have crazier eyes than anybody that I have ever met.
Shouldn't you be going back?
I mean, you're out of your mind. You're just absolutely insane.
Shouldn't you be going back upstairs?
I've missed you so much.
They suddenly kiss passionately.
Okay, I ran it by the group and we decided we're going to give you a choice. We will agree to stop calling you Swarly, but instead, we'll call you Jennifer. Well, I'm thinking. How about this? On Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, you...
Hey, look at this.
So right there, in the exact same place that 6 months earlier I had walked up and found Marshall alone crying over his breakup with Lily, I found him again. Only this time he wasn't alone. And he was happy. So we went to the bar to celebrate, and it was great. I was with Robin, Marshall and Lily were back together, and Barney had a cool new name. All was right with the world. Until we got back to the apartment.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Chloe, I guess I forgot I left you up here.
I was gonna leave, but I can't find my keys.
They're right there on the coffee table.
Kidding me. I must have looked everywhere else.
She stands up.
Well, I'm just gonna go. Oh, I don't think we've met. I'm Chloe.
Robin.
It's nice to meet you, Roland. I'll see you guys later.
Roland? Your name's Roland. That's funny, right? Rockin' Roland. Warsaw is the capital of what? Roland. You're Monica Rolinski. Hey, yeah, that's just how I roll. And
nice try, Swarley.
Damn it.
In the bar,
Swarley!
Barney walks out again.